the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio
Countdown. The secular media in this country, and this will play out over the next several days, they're going to take this opportunity to rehash the same old tired arguments about sexual abuse. For everything that maybe the Catholic Church or the people in the Catholic Church may have done wrong, there are a thousand things that they have done right. I wish the media would take a little time to discuss Catholic Charities and all of the good that they do throughout the world. They will not do that because it does not sell and it does not fit into their agenda.
There's a talk radio caller commenting on how the news media has already reported on the Pope's decision to step down at the end of the month with a particular twist to it. And perhaps that's something, if you're Catholic or not Catholic, you have an observation about. A lot of controversy tied to the Catholic Church and all of the things, the malfeasance that has gone on there and will continue, apparently, even though there's going to be a new Pope. It's kind of like it's time for a new CEO, because the blame flows uphill. What was the old sign Harry Truman had on his desk? The buck stops here. Is that really what's going on? Lots of time devoted to the resignation of the Pope, and there are other things going on in the world of News Talk Radio as we begin our one-hour coverage of this media, starting now for Tuesday, the 12th of February. I'm Doug Steffen. Here's Chris Jansing talking to George Weigel, Pope John Paul II's biographer, about the announcement from the Pope that he was resigning.
Did anybody really see this coming? I mean, I know he's talked about the possibility of retirement, but now?
This is a surprise as to timing, not as to fact. The Pope has indicated on several previous occasions that if he ever came to the decision in prayer and conscience that he could not give the Church the service it deserved, that he would leave. He would not stand on his ego or stand on ceremony. He would clear the path for a new pope. The timing is a bit surprising, but then when it hasn't happened in 719 years, it's always going to be surprising.
You know what I thought, George? I thought he must... do you think this is just he's slowing down, or is he really not well?
I saw the Pope in December, shortly after he made six new cardinals. I thought he looked weaker then than he had looked when I saw him in June. He gave a beautiful sermon at Christmas Midnight Mass. But he looked weaker then to me, too. This is an 85-year-old man with a long-standing heart condition. He's got arthritis problems in both legs. I think the point to be underscored here is that this was a decision taken in conscience after great prayer. This is not someone just throwing in the towel or throwing up his hands and saying, I'm tired of this. This is someone saying the office of Peter needs vigorous leadership. And because I can't provide that, I'm going to create the possibility for a presumably younger, more vigorous man to take my place.
All right. What's your spin on this? Do you care to share? 888-302-3684. I suppose maybe this comes into the realm of what's the most important thing going on in your mind today, and whether this is or isn't. It's something that a lot of people are talking about for various reasons. He's known as Pope Benedict the 16th. Announcing that he will resign from his position as head of the church at the end of the month. He's 85 years old, and everybody, many people inside the Church of Rome are shocked because of his age and diminishing strength. Doesn't feel he can carry on the job. I think that maybe that's the reason that there's so much trouble in the church. Maybe there are some other reasons. Maybe you'd like to send along your thoughts. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. 888-302-DOUG is the phone line. Here's talk host Jay Morris, the CBS correspondent named Sabina Caspofranco, who's in Rome, about more on this decision.
Can you give us any indication of what the reaction has been in where you're at as to this news? Well, I mean, people were completely flabbergasted. They were shocked. I mean, we all were. I mean, some of us who've been covering the Vatican for decades, and that includes me, you know, other Vatican watchers, reporters, Italians, Vatican officials, cardinals, you name it. Everybody in this country could not believe it. And apart from this country, I think anybody in the world could not believe it. I mean, popes just do not resign, and this is what happened today. I mean, this is the first pope in modern times who's decided he's not going to continue in his ministry, and it was, you know, a startling announcement. Nobody expected it, and now, you know, we're told he's going to stay in office until the 28th. We're going to have a situation where there's going to be a living former pope and a living current pope. So it's very, very bizarre indeed for anybody.
Sabrina, here's my conundrum, I guess. The holiest season in the Christian church is coming up in 2 days. Is the fact that he's decided to leave during Lent, does that intensify the issue?
Well, I think he has been very careful about choosing the timing of this. I think he'd been thinking about it for various months, or so it appears from what the Vatican chief press spokesman has said to us. And he's probably chosen this time to ensure that a conclave is held in time for a new pope to be selected in time for Easter, which is one of the busiest times in the Christian calendar. And you can completely right. In 2 days is Ash Wednesday. I mean, you know, he has clearly thought about this quite thoroughly, and, you know, on the need for the church to have a strong leader. He probably did not want to be pope anymore during the Easter festivities.
All right. So, again, I find this extraordinarily the Catholic Church and religions that claim to be the only true religion. I know many of you are Catholic and you'll be upset about this. It's Mardi Gras Day, by the way, and tomorrow is Ash Wednesday. So there are a lot of people who get great faith. Maybe there are a lot. And I'm not sure in our country anymore there are. And so maybe that's the question. Why is it? I think the Catholic Church has lots of really strong beneficial aspects to it, as do all religions. But what it gets in the way is the ego, the narcissism, the business about men and their infallibility, which, as most of us know who have a clue, is nonsense. But there are plenty of grading the goodness and the desire to do good things prevail, even though a bunch of men have taken the idea. It's all created by man. This has nothing to do with God in my reading of it, but there are still good things that come in the name of God or in the name of religion, but they get overshadowed by men, and I mean literally men, and their infallibility. Or their fallibility. They claim to be infallible, and that's where the hypocrisy comes in. So those of you who are Catholic, what do you do to fix your church? 888-302-3684, 15 after the hour.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal, healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend, you're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-496-4901. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-496-4901. That's 1-800-496-4901. 1-800-496-4901.
If you have gout, then think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about. Think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Right now, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples, which means it's less expensive than ever to get all the banners and posters your small business needs.
Okay, let's double check your order. I have a grand reopening banner, 500 sale flyers, business cards, a few passive-aggressive break room posters, and a less passive 6-foot banner advising people to stay away from your lunch in the fridge.
Sounds about right.
Perfect.
For a limited time, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples. That was easy. No coupon needed. Details in-store and at staples.com/copy and print.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's covering the register while answering phones.
It's skipping breaks.
And it's eating lunch standing up.
You work hard to earn your money, so we put the power to keep more of it in the palm of your hand. With TurboTax, you can take a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and we'll import your information automatically. Just answer a few simple questions, hit e-file, and you're done. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Learn more at TurboTax.com. TurboTax mobile solutions work on select smartphones.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the discussion of the Pope's resignation is on a lot of people's minds. Here's radio host Eric Bilstead talking to attorney Jeff Anderson about the role the church's sexual abuse scandals may have had in this decision to the resignation decision.
Jeff, what's your take? What are you thinking when you heard the news today?
The news of the Pope's resignation came as a stunning shock to me. I never expect to have seen it in my life. As soon as I did, I didn't believe it. And now that I have seen it, I do. And believe also that it's long past due. It is historic. Historic in the sense that it's really the first time the papacy has taken any action that I believe is a consequence of its failure to take action in protecting children worldwide, and rather choosing to cover up and conceal wrongdoing by their clerics worldwide. And his contrite statement, albeit given in Latin, and his explanation of health and fatigue, to me speaks that he has come to believe and see in some way that he and they have failed the children. And it's not an individual failure as much as it is a failure of that office and what it has stood for and how they've acted. So it's met with a great deal of satisfaction, frankly.
So you think he's stepping down today because of the sexual assault situation?
I think he's stepping down as a consequence of the heat that they have felt in part, and the light that has been brought upon their failure at the highest level at the papacy to protect children worldwide. I can't say it's a singular reason, and it'd be hubris for me to suggest so. I can say that I believe that the courage of the survivors worldwide have brought this change, and I think that change comes some institutions and people change because they see the light, and others change because they feel the heat. I believe that this resignation is a result of heat that has been brought through the courage of the survivors worldwide.
All right, lots of chatter on this, and we'll continue. We have one more excerpt from a talk radio program I'd like you to hear, and then we'll move on here on the countdown.
Doug? Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the continuing focus on the Pope's announcement that he's going to resign, first Pope to do so in about 600 years. The papal conclave now meets to replace the Pope. The 11 cardinal electors that are Americans, largest share the country has ever had, now second largest bloc behind Italy, has 28 electors, will be influential in figuring out who the next pope is. Will it be an American? Should it be an American? Or do you really care? Here's Taco's Mike Pintek with a focus on a prophecy that exists, predicting the next pope will be the last one before the end of the world.
Well, all I know is, according to St. Malachi, he's going to be the last one. Whoever the next one is going to be the last one. Yeah, and then Jesus is coming. Well, St. Malachi said back in the 12th century, he said, in the final persecution of the Holy Roman Church, there will reign Peter the Roman. That will be either the name of, or there's going to be some, in some way, shape, or form, that's how he'll be identified, who will feed his flock amid many tribulations, after which the seven-hilled city, also known as Rome, will be destroyed, and the dreadful judge will judge the people, the end, unquote. There it is. And Pope Benedict XVI was predicted by Malachi as the next to the last pope. Malachi said that the 111th pope, Pope Benedict, the current one, the prophecy says of him, Gloria Olivae, and the order of Saint Benedict is also known as the Olivetans, which many claim makes Malachi's prophecies correct up to this point. And the next and final pope then should be Peter Romanus, or Romanus. And so then there's now, how might this happen? How might the end of the world happen? So here's what I'm thinking. I've come up with in some of the prophecies of the end times, they said it would be the revival of the Roman Empire. If you look at the European Union, this is also thought of in some circles as the second Roman Empire. The revival of the Roman Empire. So you got that. That is got huge problems. I mean, you got Greece and you got all those other countries over there. They got so much debt, so much trouble over there. Who knows whether the European Union is going to stay together or fall apart. Meanwhile, you got the sworn enemy of Israel, Iran, potentially with or already has nuclear weapons. Okay, so that's that scenario over there. Remember, the Plain of Armageddon is actually a real place in the Middle East. I've been there. And Armageddon is supposed to be where the final battle occurs. All the armies of the world descend upon Israel to try to destroy God's people, God's chosen people. And that at that point, the forces of darkness are overcome, vanquished, and Jesus comes riding down from the sky. Now, here's what I'm thinking. Here's what I'm thinking. Here's what happens. The Holy Roman Empire, the revival of the Roman Empire, is the European Union. It starts to crumble, and there's all kinds of trouble and turmoil and chaos. Meanwhile, Iran is going to attack Israel. And over here in the United States, the Antichrist will become known. Obama will become the Antichrist. Well, he's already been fighting with the Catholic Church over here in the United States. Now just bear with me for just a second here. So then Obama and Peter Romanus, they're fighting with each other, and then Iran gets into this, and then Jesus comes back. Hey, that's as plausible a scenario as any. Well, you know you have to work in Obama as the Antichrist, right? That's what all these crazy people believe, right? I mean, there are people out there right now who are nodding their heads and saying, yeah, I know, Obama is the Antichrist. Oh, brother. I find these prophecies and stuff like that, I find them amusing, sometimes scary, sometimes just entertaining. But, I mean, who knows?
A lot of nonsense. My God. Hey, who's to say, though? Right? Could be that there's something we'll discover, something innovative, somebody clever, someone who's resourceful, someone who's noticing what's going on, who's more efficient. There are lots of things to worry about in this world today. Most of them all caused by men's ego. All the things he just went through were all problems created by men and their ego, right? 888-302-3684. We move on in a few moments on the countdown.
Chapstick to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Birch the berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
Monday, Texas is being overrun by some of the baddest cars to ever hit the road. But they'll have to go through these two first.
Fired up!
Woo! Richard and Aaron are back for an all-new season of
Fast and Loud.
Fast and Loud. Restoring the cars you know and love.
Shelby. 59 Apache short bed.
32 Ford. And having a damn good time doing it. Fast and Loud. New season premieres Monday at 9 on Discovery.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hope you're doing well. The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. We continue with our discussion of the President's State of the Union, 888-302-3684. A lot of the controversy about the 15 million workers who are at national minimum wage, moving things up the totem pole to $9 an hour. What say you? I think the state of Washington has, as the states can change this around, has the highest of all of the minimum wages, and it's somewhat over $9 an hour. If you're an employer, I thought as I listened to that as an employer, although I'm not paying minimum wage to anybody, the essence of what does this do to businesses and companies that need to keep that rate? The people who take those jobs get two jobs. But it isn't going to do anything for the unemployment numbers, I wouldn't have thought anyway. So we'll have one more take, and this is from the ladies on The View, giving their specific focus to the ease of voting, which was mentioned in the president's speech.
What did y'all think of the speech?
Well, I thought it was very good, of course. I'm an Obama fan. I missed Hillary, by the way. She wasn't there. Where was Hillary?
She doesn't work there anymore.
Oh.
She was there?
I said she was there.
Seriously?
I said she was there.
And Michelle Obama looked beautiful, I thought. And the other thing is, like, when he mentions things like, there's no support in the Republican side for background checks on automatic rifles. Nobody stood up when he said that. Nobody on the Republican side stood up when he said, let's work toward education for four-year-olds, Head Start and all of that. Nobody gave applause for that. Dead fish.
I mean, you can see them. I mean, there are all
I saw them.
They've got to be able to work together. They had a camera on every single person. I'll get the count.
But I mean, how do you not support things like children's education? No, they did.
Maybe they do. And those aren't all Republicans. I mean, right now, I think there are many, too, that are not in office. And maybe we need to elect Republicans who will go into office that are willing to work with both sides. I think that's what needs to happen.
Rubio didn't sound like he was that conciliatory. He was so thirsty, the guy. What's the matter with him?
So was Banana Joe.
That's right. That I liked a lot was that he invited 102-year-old Miami resident Desalene Victor, who waited 6 hours to vote. Now, I can't ever remember, and maybe I voted all over the country, you know, with permission, just letting you know. But I've never stood in line for 6 hours. What was happening?
Because in the in areas in Ohio, for instance, that would be middle-class white people, they had a lot of machines. And in the outlying areas where there mostly were minorities who would be voting for Obama, they had a few machines. So those people had to wait longer. And the reason he won Ohio is because people waited online like this woman.
Yeah,
there was voter fraud. There was a lot of interest in the voting machines and what's going to happen in the next election. If people don't get real, we're going to have the same problem next time.
And a lot of problems in the voting system, very serious problems, in fact, which is another subject for another time, because we're going to stay with the President's State of the Union now with your calls at 888-302-3684. Countdown now, listening to Kim, who's in Maryland, a lot of concerns about all the surveillance going on in our country.
What caught my ear was when President Obama was speaking about protecting our human rights at home. However, he failed to mention anything about the growing surveillance state under which we all live. It's very lucrative to these government contractors who are carrying out this surveillance. You know, they're tapping our phones, checking our emails, you know, and who knows what else they might be doing with these drones and everything else, you know, that they have at their disposal. So that is something that is of great concern to me, is that our civil liberties are systematically being taken away, and we're just sitting here looking like sitting ducks.
888-302-3684 to be in touch. Next up is David in Tennessee with some concerns about gun control in the president's speech.
I would just like to comment on the gun control issue that the president spoke about. And I myself am a veteran, and I'm a veteran of foreign war, and I was proud to do that. And by doing that, I gave myself and everybody else in this country the right under the Second Amendment to choose to be able to defend themselves. And I don't think that Congress and the president should have any infringing ideas upon changing that, because everybody here in the United States has a right to defend themselves. And I understand that some bad things have happened here in the United States. It isn't so much the weapon that it's done. It's by people that shouldn't have them. And by fixing the system to prevent those types of people from getting these types of weapons and providing additional security and making changes to HIPAA and things like that that could get these people put into a system to where they can't get weapons, and make weapons owners, you know, make them responsible for their weapons. And everybody that I know that are responsible gun owners are just that. They're responsible. And I just think that infringing upon the Second Amendment would be something that I am not in favor of, by no means.
888-302-3684. Moving on now to Josh, listening to the countdown in Indiana, thinks the president missed an opportunity.
I've been a Republican in my whole life, and I remember the presidential campaign for Bill Clinton, and I really wasn't impressed with him. But it was the State of the Union addresses that made me warm up to him. I don't know, can't really remember the things he said, but I think it's just the way he said them. And I came to look at him, you know, as a president through his State of the Union addresses. And I think it's a great opportunity for a president to sort of bring people together, if he can say the right things and reach out, across the aisle.
888-302-3684. Reaching out now to Ronald in Kentucky, who liked what the president had to say.
Talked a lot about what he said about raising the minimum wage and the immigration reform and some of the other things. I am a little frustrated with Congress and them, why they can't get their act together and work together to get things done. You know, get this budget under control. And instead of all us talk about cutting benefits here, cutting things there, you know, I never heard nobody mention nothing about just how much money the United States sending overseas to these other countries. And, I mean, I don't mind to help out others. I don't mind to do my part. But before you start cutting these people that have worked all their lives to support the United States, you know, start looking overseas and seeing where you're sending the money to.
888-302-3684. Keep the calls coming. Mary from Minnesota is interested in what really stood out for her.
I think what spoke the loudest for me during the president's speech was Boehner's demeanor. I mean, he's the perfect head of the Republicans in the House because they're the party of no. And he just had no written all over his face. I never saw such a discouraging look. And I thought the president's speech was wonderful. It was very hopeful. It was motivating. I don't think raising the minimum wage is going to have that big effect on anything. There aren't that many people, for one thing, that earn much less than $9 an hour, at least that I'm aware of.
888-302-3684. Keep them coming. The next person looks like Marty in Michigan on both parties.
You know, I just got to say, and this, I'm a Republican, yes, and I'm a extremely conservative Republican, but I must say this is, it's just a bunch of nonsense. I go off the U.S. debt clock, but I just ask people, we are smarter than this. These two parties are completely out of control. I'll just go over a couple of numbers. U.S. national debt, $16.5 trillion. Okay, there's one. U.S. federal tax revenue comes in at $2.480 trillion. That's how much we bring in. Mind you, I just gave you the U.S. national debt. U.S. total debt, $58 trillion. Let's go Medicare liability, $85 billion. Social Security liability, $16 billion. That's over $1 trillion combined. And then we'll go with unfunded liabilities at $122 trillion. The liability per taxpayer, $1,085,444. And I ask people, in God's earth, these people could not fix this mess that they have intentionally created in the next 200 years. And so I just ask people to please stop. The rhetoric on both sides of the aisle has to stop. I implore people, what is wrong with them? I have a daughter that's 10 years old, and her liability, the debt that my little daughter is in at 10 years old caused by two parties has to stop. Yes, I'm a Republican, but it's just rhetoric. It's nonsense. And when do these politicians ever go to the store and buy food to see that the prices are going up? Gasoline. It's out of control.
Man, that guy's got it, hasn't he? You like what he had to say? 888-302-3684. Our focus on your thoughts. We've had a lot of people who are political, so-called analysts, talking about this. What do you have to say? That's what we're talking about. That's what we're doing here on the Talk Radio Countdown at the moment.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal, healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend, you're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-496-4901. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-496-4901. That's 1-800-496-4901. 1-800-496-4901.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
888-302-3684, President laying out his agenda for his second term in the State of the Union this week, setting some ambitious goals to get the nation back on the course he thinks it ought to be on. You think we're on the right course, the climate change focus? A lot of people want to talk about that. Let's find out what Gary in Lynchburg, Virginia wants to talk about as he joins us live now on the countdown. Gary, please go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Doug. Thank you for taking my call. Actually, I wanted to talk about President Obama raising our taxes, which we were told time and time again he was not going to raise the taxes on the middle class. Now, personally, I'm retired military. I work full-time. My wife works full-time. With the extra taxes we have coming out of our checks, we are down right now roughly $500 per month.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how President Obama, I'll give him his due respect, how he expects me and others like me to stimulate the economy when I'm now short, you know, what some people could consider a total house payment, multiple car payments. On top of that, he's raising the minimum wage, and once he raises the minimum wage, that's going to cut more jobs, it's going to cause inflation to go up, it's going to take away even less value of the dollar that I could put into this economy.
Well,
I just see us going backwards. I just don't see how he sees us moving forward.
It's talking from both sides of your mouth. Maybe that's one way of looking at it, Gary. You've made some good points. Thank you. Douglas, listening to KUGN and Eugene on the countdown now.
Yeah, I basically want to say I find it very interesting that, you know, he's talking about all these gun issues, and then when I start flipping through all the channels, just right after he's doing his thing on guns, all I see on there is people shooting each other, black people killing each other, and documentaries on death. And I think that these people, if they have psychosis, neuroses, or some type of a psychological dysfunction, you know, I think that that kind of stuff gives them the image or the idea, it plants a seed in their brain to where they pick that seed up and think, you know, well, maybe I should go. I mean, that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing that he's talking all this stuff. Our media, but all our media is doing is putting all these ideas in people's, you know.
Yep, I got it. Got the point, sir. Thank you. Here is Joe from Georgia on Senator Rubio.
I thought the speech was the same old Obama, more government, more taxes, and I thought Rubio was fantastic. I think Marco Rubio is just incredible. I think the key to our future is electing more people like Rubio and Tom Graves and Doug Collins and Tom Price in Georgia. We don't need this class warfare by Obama and more government and taxes. We just can't afford it. We got a $16 trillion debt. I think Rubio's great. I think he's a future president.
All right. You think that's the case? Wow. Moving ahead a little bit. 51 after on the countdown.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
What is happening in the world of conversation radio is the focus here on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. A discussion now of the status of the SEAL who killed Osama bin Laden. If you haven't seen the movie Zero Dark Thirty, you might want to see it. Quite a good expose, frankly. Here is Sean Hannity talking to Esquire magazine's Phil Bronstein about the interview he did with a former Navy SEAL who was responsible for the death of bin Laden and now says he has been completely abandoned by the United States government.
Tell us about this man, the shooter.
Well, I think one of the things that he would probably like me to correct is the notion that he, you know, it's about him. Because I think while it's his story and he humanizes these guys, because, you know, you've read a lot of books about SEALs by SEALs, and they're pretty matter of fact, and they portray them as extraordinarily tough, resolved people, which they are, but they're also human beings. And it's very hard to do things for them and help them and support them, particularly as they get out of the service, if we don't see them as human beings. So I think really he was motivated by this idea of us presenting him in this story as a real human being.
I was interested when he actually was on the mission and they were about to get there. I think he was about an hour away. Mm-hmm. And he remembered George Bush. And he quoted in his mind over and over again George Bush and what he said about the terrorists and how...
Defending freedom. Right.
Yeah.
He did say. He also counted to 1,000 and back.
So yeah, he did.
A number of things.
That's mental toughness, right?
That is mental toughness. It's focus. And that's one of the things. The point of is he actually... I mean, one of the reasons... He gets no benefits in terms of pension, because if you quit before you're 20 years, you get zero. Unlike private enterprise, you know, where their systems...
You get better.
Years for service... For years served, but he gets there's actually insurance available through the VA. It's only for him. It's not for his family. 5 years of free insurance. President Bush signed that into law in 2008, but he didn't know about it because part of the problem. So he didn't get it. So part of the problem is there are some services out there, but the DOD is not very good at communicating that to the vets.
What you described is the advice he got. If you go on an interview, wear a tie and don't spit at the guy or throw up on the interview table, pretty much, is what he was saying.
Well, keep in mind that, you know, there are 200,000 vets coming out every year, and in the Center for Investigative Reporting, we have done a lot of reporting about the fact that, for instance, it takes 9 months for a VA disability claim to be adjudicated, which is ridiculous, you know, if you're suffering. But 200,000 vets come out a year, and it's very hard to say you're going to focus on a few dozen elite troops, as elite and important as they are, and as more important as they're going to be as we fight in this asymmetric.
Agree with you. Why did he leave with just about 3.5 years to go? Why didn't he just stick it out?
Well, you read a series of ailments that he's got. I mean, this is, you know, you jump out of planes thousands of times. This
Didn't
is what
he got
happens.
A desk job?
Well, I don't think these guys want that. There are two things that a number of them don't want, including the shooter. They don't really want a desk job, per se, and they don't want to carry a gun and use it. They're tired of doing that.
Yeah.
He said, basically, it's not an adrenaline rush for me anymore. It doesn't make me excited to do this.
That's what made
I
him,
want to do something else.
That's what he said was the reason that he left.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug@DougStefan.com. He's the man who rolled into a bedroom, raised a gun, and shot Osama bin Laden 3 times in the head. And now he's not doing particularly well as a result of his service to our country. Here's host Mike Broomhead talking about the rumors that the SEAL story may not be true.
We've been looking around, and a friend of mine sent me some bits of email and some links to some pages that are saying that that this may not be a true story. We have nothing to say. I have nothing that disputes the veracity of this story. But here's a question right out of the gate before I get to this. Have maybe not you personally, but I wonder if we as a society have made a serious consideration of what we will do with the men and women that are returning. We know the military is downsizing, and if this whole sequestration things happen, our military is going to downsize in a big way. We have a president and an administration that does not put defense first. I'm not saying that as a criticism. I'm saying as an observation. They want to expand social programs. They're downsizing the military. Nuclear weapons, size of the Army, size of the Marine Corps, size of the Navy, size of the Air Force. What will we do with the men and women leaving the United States military and returning to civilian life? The reason why I ask the question is here in Arizona, we have a large number of veterans. That's one of the best parts of living here, is that this is an attractive place for veterans to come to. And so it's great for me. I love that veteran community. But we're going to get a lot more. And I'm not talking about people with wounds you can see or wounds you can't. I'm not even talking about PTSD or TBI, you know, traumatic brain injuries, or physical wounds that you can physically see. I'm talking about just people returning from war.
And now we are done.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.